Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Dana Rohrabacher, a United States Congressman from the 46th Congressional District.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight our congressman representing the 46th Congressional District, Dana Rohrabacher. Dana, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your recent reelection. You won rather resoundingly, 66% to 33% for your Democratic opponent, Jim Brandt.
Actually, I think that when all of that sifted down and absentees were counted and weighed, I think it was more like 60%.
60%,
I think it was right in that area.
Still a rather resounding victory, and I know you had a lot of respect for your opponent, Jim Brandt. I went to several of the debates, and a Marine combat veteran, and you two were both very respectful of each other.
He's a very positive guy, and I would hope that someday that he would run in a Democrat district, because I think he represents the core, the center core of the Democratic Party, and is a very positive person.
Dana, we're taping this show on November 10th, the day before Veterans Day, and in the current issue of our Straight Talk Reporter, the thought of the month is this: on Veterans Day, November 11th, we honor the men and women who over the years have stood in harm's way so that we may live in freedom. And I know how important that thought is to you.
Well, it's not only a thought, but it's also a responsibility. As a member of Congress, I have to vote on whether or not we go to war. And it's weighed very heavily on me, the decisions that are made that have sent our people overseas, and knowing that people will lose their lives. But we also know that those are people who go over and follow those orders and take the mandate of the democratic process and go to defend our society are doing so voluntarily. None of them are drafted anymore, and they are true heroes. And I've tried to work in this last couple of years to make sure. I when they go overseas, I always try to go there to see them off here.
Sure.
At Los Alamitos. And in fact, tomorrow, the day after Veterans Day, I should say, there's a group coming back from Afghanistan, and I'm going to go down and welcome them in. So I take that personal, very personally, and I try to do my best by them as well.
The flag, which we display all the time on the set here, it was a gift from your office and from you. This flag flew over the United States Capitol, so we proudly have it on our set.
And let us note that that flag wouldn't fly anywhere if it wasn't for those people who defended us in the military. By the way, just to let you know, one of the things I'm very proud of in the last 2 years that I did accomplish, because when I went down to talk to these guys who are on their way back or on their way out, not just guys, men and women,
right.
They would tell me what their problems were, what their challenges were, and I had four pieces of legislation that I wanted to get done for them, and I got two of the things accomplished. One of, I got a piece of legislation that wasn't under my name, but I got it inserted into the overall Armed Services Bill, which permits people who are coming back from conflict after they've been in the reserves or National Guard and activated, when they come back, it enables them to stay in the healthcare system for the military. So now they can buy in as if they were still activated.
Yes.
And they didn't do that before. Before, they were letting these guys come back, and 20% of them had no health insurance. So we managed to get that fixed.
Amen.
And the other thing is that a lot of people are coming back, and they're wounded, and they shouldn't be out of regular employment for the rest of their lives. So I had a very strong employment bill for disabled veterans.
Yes.
And I didn't get it all, but I did get the part of the bill that insisted that the U.S. Congress lead the way, and that now we are in a study done by the administration of the Congress that will present to each and every congressman a list of disabled veterans from his district that could have a job in his office. Thus, we will hire disabled veterans and show the private sector these guys can really contribute still. They shouldn't be left out.
Well said. And I think regardless of how you might feel about the war or the execution of the war, we all owe a great debt of gratitude to the men and women that are there taking orders and fighting this war. Let me invite any of you that would like to, at no cost, become a subscriber to our Straight Talk Reporter, our monthly newsletter. You can do that simply by visiting our website at www.straighttalktv.com. We'll add your name to our viewers club list, and you'll be getting this each month. Dana, the elections recently completed. Let me hold up the headline of the New York Times on November 10th. Democrats take Senate. That means they've taken both houses. A rather resounding defeat for the Republican leadership.
Well, it certainly was a defeat. There's no doubt about that. And I don't think it was a major defeat in the sense that we had very few seats. Very few voters were involved with changing the control of the United States Congress. You had about 50,000 people would have changed their vote. You would have had a Republican-controlled Congress. So,
well, about the same 50,000
right.
That if they changed in the 2000 election would have given it to Gore.
That's right. So what we have to recognize now about our country is that there is...
We should be focusing on those 50,000.
Well, and there's a divide. There's a divide pretty well evenly about which direction the country wants to go. And they obviously don't want to go in a radical direction, meaning to the left or to the right. But they would like to see more reform of the system in things that we could all agree upon.
But the major issue, according to all the polling, was the war.
You have
to view these returns as a rejection of this administration's conduct of the war.
Well, and
particularly with the firing of the Secretary of Defense.
I think there's a number of issues there. But number one, people are demoralized by the war because it's going on. I have no doubt that if all of the mistakes that had been made during World War II were being hyped by the opposition party in Congress and being portrayed by the media, that the American people would have been demoralized about World War II as well.
But Dana, we fought and won World War II in less time than we've been in Iraq.
Actually, it's about the same now. However, in World War II, just as in what's happening in the last few months, right before you actually have major breakthroughs, you have the greatest amount of casualties. And we, World War II, the most casualties came in the last 6 months. People don't know that.
But do you think we're on the verge of a major breakthrough in Iraq?
Yeah, I do.
You really do?
Yeah, I think that we've reached a point now that we've trained 300,000 of their troops. We've had elections. We now have the president of Iraq reaching out to the old Ba'athist party in a political way. That's what democracy does. You know, they make deals rather than shooting at each other. And this is, we've made enormous progress.
Would you not agree that and I know you have been very supportive of the president, and I probably supported going in based on the information.
Sure.
But would you not agree that the occupation has been very mismanaged?
No, I wouldn't at all.
You would not.
As compared to what? As compared to a perfect management? Yes. As compared to what real people do in situations like this? No. There was more mismanagement in World War II. I mean, you know, 5,000 of the people buried in Normandy were not killed at Normandy. They were killed in a training exercise weeks before when some nincompoop went out and was training his troops without any naval support. So he had all these guys out on boats, and these German ships came right in and slaughtered thousands of our people. That was kept secret from the American people. No, we've made mistakes. There have been, in Vietnam, they sent M-16s that didn't work. For a year, our people had rifles that didn't work when facing the enemy. But see, what happens is you can always compare things to the perfect. Yeah. And of course, the Democrats, their whole campaign this time has been not offering an alternative, because they have never stated what their alternative is, but just criticizing. Well, honest people make mistakes. I'll tell you, I think I make at least one mistake in judgment a day, probably more. Of course, somebody said the secret is just don't go over your quota. Well, if you only focus on the mistaken decisions, yeah, I look pretty bad. But if you take a look at the other 20 or 30 decisions that I made that were good, it's okay.
Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
Continuing our conversation with Congressman Rohrabacher, we were talking about the war, and Afghanistan, of course, was the first country that we went after, and appropriately, because they were harboring the people that attacked us. And your thought is that we should have spent a little more time there to finish up that job.
Well, the reason why the Afghanistan became a problem was because after we helped them free themselves from the Russians, we walked away and didn't help them rebuild their country.
Yes.
Then the Taliban came in, and let me note,
I went back in.
I had been very active in the war against the Russians. Went back in, helped those people who had fought against the Russians fight against the Taliban, which was then activated on 9/11. But we had promised them after 9/11, this time we're going to rebuild your country. You help us against our enemy. And you know, we walked away again. And we should have, I will have to say, we should have postponed the liberation of Iraq from Saddam Hussein for a year, rebuilt Afghanistan so every Muslim in the world would have known.
Right.
You side with the United States, it's going to be a great benefit to you.
Sadly,
and
sadly, Afghanistan is a little at risk now, and instability and the warlords.
Because we didn't finish
the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, okay, let's turn to some domestic matters, Dana. Well, first of all, the firing of the Secretary of Defense. Give us your take on that.
I'm not sure he was fired. Did he just? I think
well,
he just
resigned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right.
On the resignation of the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
The day after the Democratic sweep.
Right. I think that traditionally, in the last 2 years of a presidency, you have people who've served the whole time usually start heading for the hills. And I think Rumsfeld's done a great job. I think he's done a terrific job.
Okay. And there are a lot who disagree with that.
Well, I know, because they disagree that we should stand up to Islamofascism. Okay. They disagree with
it. Do you think he would have resigned had the Republicans retained both houses?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. He. The bottom line is that he's been there a long time.
Okay.
I am not satisfied, however, with his replacement, who I just have inklings of memory of dealing with him back during the Reagan years when I was in the White House, and I don't have good memories about that. So,
okay. Well, Robert Gates is respected by many and comes from a different school of thought. Let's turn to domestic matters. When you were last on the show, you had advocated a container fee to help raise the money to provide adequate security for our port. And there's general agreement that despite the security upgrades, the ports of Long Beach and L.A. still leak quite a bit security-wise. And you had advocated a container fee. Senator Lowenthal, who was on our show recently, also had proposed a bill that would do that. It was vetoed by the governor, but the senator said he's going to reintroduce it. Speak to the thought of the container fee.
Okay. Well, first of all, container fees put the onus for financing needed projects at the port on the people who should pay for it. And that is the people who are using the ports, especially those manufacturers overseas. 90% of the containers are coming in from manufacturers overseas. Only 10% of the containers that go through the ports are going out overseas from the United States. Thus, if we have manufacturers, especially Americans, who have built factories in China to exploit their labor, they should pay a fee rather than taxing the American people.
So if consumers at Walmart and Target have to pay a few more cents for an item, that pays for the security and the environmental impact.
That's part of the price of that. But also, those people then will not be taxed in order to... they're not only consumers, they're also producers.
Yes.
The people who employ those people now are not going to be taxed in order to facilitate their competition sending the goods into the country.
Well, I find it ironic and actually quite uplifting that a conservative Republican and a liberal Democrat agree on this principle.
Well, I'm in favor of, however, a container fee that is voluntary, meaning they can... the ports can initiate it or not, and it should stay at the port where it is collected. Unfortunately, the people in our ports have been sold the false bill of goods, a very bad falsehood, that they're going to get the money necessary for improvements, security and otherwise, from customs duties. Well, the customs duties that have already been charted out and budgeted out for way in advance. And they're not going to shift those back here because they'd have to raise taxes someplace else.
Sure.
So a container fee, however, is money coming from a new source.
Yes.
The guy's over in China. So I've always been in favor of that, and I hope the ports get behind that.
And another idea that you advocated years ago of better utilization of our freeways instead of building more freeways has come to pass with the Pier Pass
project. In fact, I was lobbied to double deck the freeway at billions of dollars and the 710 freeway. And I said, no, why don't you operate at night when no one uses the freeway at all?
And now about 30% of the traffic has been devoted to off-peak hours.
I just went down there and for a briefing, and some nights it's 50%, and it's always over 40%.
Yeah.
Those trucks would be right on the road during rush hour traffic if it wasn't for that.
Okay, we'll be continuing our conversation with the Congressman, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back continuing this wonderful conversation with Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. I want to talk about gerrymandering for a moment, Congressman. As you know, the California congressional seats were gerrymandered, the state Senate seats, the state assembly seats, virtually no contested seat changes hands. And it just seems to someone like me, as one observer, to be outrageous that the parties collude to make safe seats for everybody.
Well, wait a minute. Parties collude? What's this parties collude business? When the redistricting happened, the governor was a Democrat. Both houses of the legislature were Democrats. We Republicans had no say in it.
Well, they were at the table. They agreed to it.
We weren't at the table. We had no vote in politics.
Both parties were very happy to have safe seats. But let's talk about...
Art, listen. This is the old... You're all a bunch of crooks there.
The Republicans redistrict in Texas and other places. I mean, everyone does it.
No. That's absolutely fair. But in California, California, the Democrats had total control. And by the way, the people inside the Democratic Party who insisted on this, what was their motive? Their motive was to take the Hispanics out and, frankly, take some of the incumbent Democrats who would be pushed out by Hispanics and protect them.
Well, there are a lot of different motives, but don't you think it's inappropriate to allow the parties, be it Democrat or Republican, to draw their own lines to the Fair Employment Act for elected officials?
Well, Republicans have over and over again put on the ballot initiatives that would allow a team of retired judges and try to pick in the most fair way to determine this. And we've lost every time, and every time
and
it's
Senator Lowenthal introduced a bill that would create an election commission. Okay. So you agree on that one?
Well, if it depends on what he wants in the election commission. But let me note, we lost every time because the Democratic Party made it a priority to kill it.
Okay. How is life going to be different now in Washington now that you have Democratic majority in both houses?
Well, legislatively, now we're going to have the Democrats with a slight majority in the Senate and a slight majority in the House. Thus, there will be, and you have a president who's a Republican. Thus, you will have probably the gridlock of all gridlocks, because you've got they're going to be gearing up for the next presidential election. They are very political,
and you guys are not.
You know, I'll tell you something. The President of the United States isn't running for re-election.
Well, so, that's for sure.
So what you've got there. However, let me note, there will be one issue in which there is not gridlock. The one outcome of electing the Democrats to control the House of Representatives will be that there will be an amnesty for illegal immigrants, because the House Republicans were the only ones opposing that. The Senate supported it. The President...
I disagree with him strongly, supported it.
Yeah. So now that the Democrats are taking over the House, what you're going to have is an amnesty. The only difference that will make in legislation, having the Democrats in control, is that there will be an amnesty for illegals, and 10 years from now, figure out how many illegals we're going to have in this country when they hear they can come here and we're going to grant them every right of everybody else.
Well, there's amnesty and amnesty. We'll have to see how the details work out. What other changes do you anticipate?
Well, the Democrats now will be in control of all the, frankly, all of the chairmanships of every committee, and this is what happens when the ruling party's in. My guess is there will be a great deal of attention paid to trying to find the flaws in America's defense systems, especially those in the our efforts in the Middle East. And you will have hearing after hearing where you will find the there is a bad guy, somebody's made a mistake, or someone's corrupt, and the 95% of what the policy that may be good will not be viewed, but there will be a huge spotlight on somebody who's put money in his pocket.
There's a wiretapping bill pending during this lame duck session. Do you think it's appropriate for Congress to vote on that during the lame duck session, such an important issue?
You know what? I'm not sure. I'll have to take a look at what the legislation says before I would pass judgment on that. I am supportive of, you know, we have a group of very wealthy people, very powerful people in the world who are united by an ideology, radical Islam, not all Muslims, just the radical Islam group, who want to destroy our way of life. I find it appropriate for us to increase our surveillance of telephone calls, even in the United States, that may help us protect us against another 9/11. However, I voted against the Patriot Act because it permanently...
Didn't have a sunset.
Yeah, it permanently extended these rights to the government to snoop on us and expend their powers. Okay. But temporarily, I think it would be a good idea.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining moments of our show after these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo and Digital to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Select your prints using the new Fromex Digital Bar with four self-service order terminals. Compared to inkjet printing at home, this will save you time, money, and give you superior quality prints on real photographic paper. Fromex Photo and Digital in Belmont Shore. Professional quality photo finishing since 1982.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
A fascinating discussion with our Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. The election results last November brought accountability back to our government in Washington. The American people have spoken. In the minds of many, they've spoken wisely. The ship tilts one way, and then elections happen, and it comes back towards the center. I think it was very important to bring accountability back into our government, and a bravo to the American people and to the American electoral process. Dana, I know you have triplets that are 2.5 years old that must be taking increasing amounts of your time as you balance that in your duties in Washington.
Well, I'm away from home about 3-4 days a week when Congress is in session. That plays heavily on you.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us again.
All right.
And join us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.